I'm proud of the players, the way they played this game. We played a complimentary game. Everybody made a contribution, offense, defense, special teams. And I think that's the way we need to play going forward. And if we will play like that going forward, we give ourselves a chance to win the game. And we had a chance in this game. So even though I'm disappointed about the loss, the way the team played, we played much better overall football. Could have been better, yes, it could have been better. We're going to try to work to get it better. But I like the way they played and the way they approached the game. And they approached the game similar to what we did in New Orleans when we were down and we just kept playing football. And we just kept playing football today. So we're going to try to keep that going and be in every game, play that complimentary game to give ourselves the best chance. We were able to run the ball effectively against a pretty good defense, and so we had the running game going, and so we tried to keep it going. And that helped our team overall. And it's unfortunate that Matt had the injury that he had, but he got hit in the head, and we'll have to evaluate that to see exactly what it is. But otherwise, offense, they made a contribution. Defense made a contribution. Special teams made a contribution. We got to clean up some of the penalty situations, and we will work to get that one taken care of. And then hopefully we'll be able to win the next one. With that, I'll open it up.
If Castle's cleared to play next week, will he be the starter?
Castle, if he's cleared to play, we'll have to evaluate it, and we will see. And I can't answer that without knowing his situation.
Romeo, were you considering making a change before that injury?
Well, you guys are always what ifs. What ifs? No, I was not. I did not make a change. I went with my team, and my team played pretty good football today, just not good enough to win.
Romeo, on the defensive side, you get sacks, you get a pick, you hold the number two offense in the league to no touchdowns. But the last 4 minutes, I mean, does that kind of put a pin in the bubble of what a good defensive effort you have?
Well, play good defense, but we play team. We play a team game. It's offense, defense, and special teams. And I need all of them, you know, clicking to make it happen. And we didn't click enough to make it happen today. So, I mean, if the defense keeps playing like that, then we might have a better, more of a chance.
Can you just kind of talk about that last 4 minutes on not being able to get the ball back?
Well, hey, that's a good football team we're facing. They hit us on a couple plays where they were able to move the chains and keep it going, you know. And that was tough. We were trying to get it back, but we weren't able to stop them.
And can you talk about, you mentioned penalties, can you talk about those two pick plays? Was that the same play? And the roles were reversed for Dexter and Bo, but just can you talk about those pick plays, what happened there?
Well, you call them pick plays. Yeah. Well, that's what the official saw. He thought he saw, and that's what he called. I don't know if he was right on both calls, but he called it, and there's nothing I can do about it, you know, and so we have to live with the call.
Quinn is your quarterback next week. Is there something that he gives you that maybe Castle doesn't right now?
Well, we'll find out if he's a quarterback. We'll put him in there and we're going to play him. I was pleased with what he did today and, you know, in the time that he got in because he hasn't had many practice reps, you know, and so I thought he did a nice job when he went in.
Was Matt taken to a hospital?
Oh, I don't know. I say, I just come off the field and I come right in here and they just told me that he had a head injury.
Romeo, do you attribute the 4 turnovers to just playing a great defense, or are there things this offense still needs to do to take care of the ball?
Well, it's evidently this team needs to do more things to win, and that's what we're going to work on, try to get this team to do more of the right things so that we can win. But we made a step in the right direction today by the way we played, and we continue to play that way, then I think that we will win.
Was Cyrus surprised by the pitch from Matt? It didn't look like a bad pitch.
I think sometimes you take your eye off the ball, you know, and not look it all the way in, and I think that occurred on that play.
Romeo, did you consider going for the touchdown down 9-3, less than 5 minutes left, and see if they have a little bit of momentum there?
What was the exact situation there?
When you kicked the field goal to make it 9-6.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I felt like that the way the game was going, that I needed points on the board, and that by putting that 3 on the board, it made it a field goal game, really, is what it made it. And so if we had gone down and scored a touchdown, you know, after that, then we would have been ahead in the game. So the field goal was the right thing to do.
Then at the end of the half, 12 seconds left, what's the risk or the harm and maybe running a play there on fourth and one, a Hail Mary or something like that?
Well, the same risk that you have on 1 yard on the goal line, you know, and you end up with a turnover. So every time the ball gets snapped, there's a risk involved. And after having played pretty decently, all right, we still had a half of football to play against a good football team, so I didn't take the risk.
I mean, talk about your defensive line. Being able to get pressure on the quarterback, Justin Houston, a couple more sacks today. You guys really, it seems like you're coming along up there getting pressure on the quarterback.
Well, I think that they're making progress. Yes, exactly. And Justin is coming along. He's doing a nice job. You know, everybody knows about Tomba, and they try to take Tomba away a lot of times, and that helps Justin. And he's producing on that. And then, you know, we got those young guys in there beginning to play this year, and I think that they are beginning to gel a little bit and understand how they have to play the game for us to be successful.
Are you at all concerned with the amount of touches that Jamaal Charles is getting right now?
I wish he could get more because he can run for a touchdown.
Anything else?
You say not taking risks there. Matt Castle only had 7 pass attempts in the first half. He came in averaging 40 a game. They were the 29th ranked pass defense. Do you feel like a conservative approach is what gives this team the best chance to win?
Well, the complementary approach gives this team the best chance to win, and I think that we saw that today.
Why such a drastic change from the 40-plus amount of attempts to just 7?
Well, you do what you think you need to do to try to win a game, to try to your team that you have. You try to figure out what it is they can do and how they need to play. And we need to play a complementary game, and so that's what we did today.
So that wasn't a confidence issue in Matt's ability or the offensive ability to get the ball downfield?
No, it wasn't.